Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks radio show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today out of Clear Lake is Adam Banky. Thanks for coming today, Adam.
Good to be here.
Well, we finally have a little bit of snow on the ground. We've been talking for weeks and weeks about those pheasant hunters probably wishing for a couple inches of snow before the end of the season, and they have that. And I would assume that this could be some of the best pheasant hunting we've seen all year. We've talked about it over and over that there's less pheasant hunters this year on this public land, especially in the Watertown area, than there is normal years. So they haven't got as much pressure, and those birds should really be held up in a lot of that public habitat. And now we've got a little snow on the ground, the birds should hold and dogs should be able to work, and I would suspect people are going to shoot a few birds. Dual County, has that kind of been the trend this year? Less hunters, and maybe this snow will help them out?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely seeing fewer hunters throughout the landscape this year, but I know a lot of the local guys that hunt regardless of what our surveys say have actually done really well this year, or even better than what they've done in years past, just because they don't have the pressure from the other hunters coming over. Not that Dual County draws a huge number of hunters to begin with for pheasants, but there are certainly birds over there, and there's quite a bit of public land over there as well for people to hunt. So
Dual County, a little bit different in the sense that that's a place that you could maybe go East River and shoot a sharp-tail grouse or a partridge. Have you seen or heard from anybody that's taken advantage of that at all?
You know, this year I haven't heard a whole lot, partridge especially. I personally haven't seen a partridge flying around anything. Don't know of anybody that's harvested any. But as far as the grouse go, yeah, it seems like Dual County, you can find a few grouse around, out and about. And I just haven't seen anybody really out chasing them this year. But I do know a couple people that like to hunt for them every single year, and they did decent last year, and there's still birds around for sure. So
very good. Well, let's talk ice fishing. This is by far going to be the busiest ice fishing weekend that we've seen so far since these lakes started to ice over. Fishing's been really good region wide. Yeah, a lot of people moving into the area for this 3-day weekend, and there's going to be permanent shacks and vehicles out there all over the place. We'll start over in your part of the world, Adam. Dual County, Big Stone, what's been your best bites, and what's have the best or the most amount of people on it?
Well, so far, over in Dual County, there's been a few anglers out on Clear Lake, right by town there, fishing, catching a few walleyes. Not too crazy, but they are getting a few out there. Haven't seen much for perch. In fact, most of the anglers that I've been seeing have been down on Fish Lake. As far as reports go down there, it's been kind of hit and miss, mainly walleyes. Haven't seen a whole lot for perch. The perch they are catching are smaller, but as far as the pressure goes, you know, the guys that are actually sticking around Dual County and not running over to Wabe or Bitter or Ponset, they're fishing down at Fish Lake and having some success for some decent walleyes out there. Otherwise, I do know Bullhead has had some activity out there as well, and there's been some guys catching a few walleyes out there and even a few perch. Lake Alice has been pretty quiet so far. I noticed Friday driving around that there was a couple people out there giving it a shot, but for the most part, Alice has been pretty quiet so far. That was one of the lakes that was kind of the last to freeze up. There was fair amount of waterfall sitting out there out in the middle. So if you do venture out on Lake Alice, just be cautious. It looked like, from what I've been seeing, most of the people are in that southwest bay down by that culvert is where most of the people are fishing at this point. So
very good. You talked about Fish Lake right away, and that's a body of water that has had quite a little bit of interest in it since, when was it, July, when that survey came out that there was such a good walleye population in there, and that survey really stood out, especially in Dual County, but probably region wide. So it'll be interesting if those fish ever do have a really good bite down there.
Yeah, it when the survey results got sent to us, I was a little surprised too. I mean, we stocked it probably 3-4 years ago after we had a partial winter kill down there, and our survey results this year, I think they had 22 walleyes per net, which is phenomenal. And they 80% of those fish were 16 to 19 inch walleyes. So they're certainly in there. That lake is quite susceptible to winter kill, which, you know, it's very early in the year this year to tell if anything's going to happen on that front. But it's one of those lakes that you kind of want to get some people down there and take advantage of the fish while they're still there. So,
Dual County's had a couple good surveys in it. Bullhead is another lake that 2 years ago had an excellent survey, and then last spring had a really good fish bite on it.
Yeah, Bullhead and Round, actually, 2 years ago were almost identical when it came to their fish surveys. But Round just hasn't taken off like Bullhead did. You know, this last summer, early summer, late spring, Bullhead was very popular over there with the boat fishermen. They did really well catching walleyes out there. So I would imagine that it's going to be pretty good again this year. As far as Round goes, I know people that have ventured out there, they just haven't had much luck. So not quite sure what the issue is with Round, but it had just as good of a survey, if not a little bit better, actually, than Bullhead. So
very good. Well, we'll talk Hamlin County here real quick. Then the big one, obviously, Lake Ponset. And if you look at our outdoor report for this week, it'll tell you that Lake Ponset didn't have a whole lot of people on it, and that was true as of Tuesday this week. We didn't see a whole lot of people down there, but that really changed come Wednesday evening and Thursday morning. For whatever reason, if the fish started biting down there or people were just coming in for a long holiday weekend, but we've really seen an increase in angler pressure down there, and some of those 14-inch walleye are finally starting to come off. Panfish are biting a little bit down there too. Of course, we still have a amazing crappie fishery and a really good perch fishery down there. So no matter what you like to fish for, Lake Ponset is a really good bet. Obviously, plenty of water down there, and that's a lake that can hold a whole lot of ice shacks before you really feel like you're on top of each other. But finally starting to get some pressure down there. We were kind of wondering what the heck was going on. First part of ice fishing season, there just wasn't a ton of traffic, but now that's finally starting to pick up, and I would guess for the rest of the winter, we're going to see quite a few shacks down on Lake Ponset. Clear Lake, right south of Watertown here, near the town of Thomas, really good fish bite about 10 days ago, and that's just how Clear Lake works. You've got 10 to 15 days worth of really good fish in there, and then that really tapers off, and then you got to wait maybe till the next season before anything bites again. Hopefully we'll have another good bite there before the ice comes off, but there is potential that could be done for the fishing season. But when it was hot, nice walleye, 16 to 21, 22 inches, year class under that too, in the 11 to 14 inch range, so some nice fish coming up behind them. Decent perch, 8 to 11s, and every once in a while you find one bigger than that, and then a handful of crappie in there. And if you did catch a crappie, it was a really nice one. Most people were keeping them, so nice mixed bag of fish and really quality fish coming out of Clear, which was nice to see. Outside of that, haven't seen a whole lot of people on Three Buck and Fate Slough, but the few people we have seen kind of reporting similar stories to what we've seen the last 3 years in a row, and that's been smaller perch and pretty darn big walleye. If you catch a walleye, it's probably going to be over 20 inches, and most of them perch are going to be right around the 8 to 10 inch range. Every once in a while, you'll catch one bigger than that, but mostly smaller. Two bodies of water, though, that are very good places to take youngsters. You're going to get quite a little bit of action, just a matter of whether or not you're going to get anything to take home with you. We could talk Grant County a little bit, Adam, while you're here. Big Stone, has there been much activity up there?
Yeah, there's actually been a fair amount of activity up there on Big Stone. Most of the anglers are coming in on the Ben Hines access, which is actually on the Minnesota side, just due to that kind of being the best ice initially, which, you know, if you had to gauge an access on the South Dakota side, it would be kind of down there along those rearing ponds where all the islands are. Ben Hines would be a little bit to the north there on the Minnesota side, but it seems like there hasn't been much activity north of like Hartford Beach all the way to the north end of the lake. Most of the anglers are hanging around either Kazuskis or the rearing ponds, kind of that south end of the lake, and they're catching some perch down there. Haven't really heard much as far as walleyes go, but that's pretty typical because most of the anglers out there are just kind of chasing the perch. I do know a few people that have had permanents out there already that aren't having a ton of luck, but those anglers that are kind of getting away from the crowds, kind of moving around, trying to stay on the perch, are doing pretty well, which is, you know, pretty consistent. Big Stone is one of those lakes where they're pretty finicky, so if you got a lot of chatter on the top of the ice, that perch bite's just going to completely shut off on you. So if you can get off on your own and drill a bunch of holes and find a school, you'll be all right. So
we did the radio show in Milbank earlier in the week, and we had a guy that works for Parks up there talking about opening some of those access areas as winter progresses if we get some snow. Do you know off the top of your head where they will remove snow so you can get on and off the lake if there is more snow than we have now?
Yep. So they typically keep the rearing ponds access open, which is the southernmost South Dakota access, and then the Kozuski's access, and the access at Hartford Beach State Park as well. About the only access they don't open is Hiawatha, and that's the one way up north that doesn't typically see a lot of access anyways, and it's kind of a tough area to keep open because it's a little hillier and kind of out in the middle of nowhere up there. So, but three of those accesses that are state, they keep those open, or they do their best to keep them open all winter, depending on where the activity is, obviously.
Okay. So, very good. Outside of that, we'll do kind of a region-wide highlights fishing report here. Bitter and Wabe have been our two busy ones so far this winter. Wabe definitely being the busiest. You're looking at 300 to 500 fishermen on that a day. This weekend, I suspect we're going to be pushing the 1,000 fishermen a day mark out there if you add up the morning and evening bite. A lot of sleeper shacks up there, a lot of vehicles all over the ice, so good ice conditions, no issues there. And the bite's been good. Most people are coming off with perch and walleye, a nice size structure to all of them, decent perch and decent walleye both, so really nice opportunity up there to go, and if you don't mind dealing with the crowd, you're probably going to come off with some fish. Bitter Lake, ice conditions are getting better there. People are now starting to venture out there with vehicles and permanent shacks. Was up by that area late afternoon on Thursday. A lot of people moving out that direction. Most people fishing around Bitter Lake Lodge there. Don't have much of a report for you. Sounds like the guys from Day County are reporting some walleye coming off Bitter, but nothing too hot and heavy yet. That Wabe bite is still a little bit better as we move into this three-day weekend here. Over in Clark County, there hasn't really been a busy lake that's really taken off. Cottonwood has probably held the most fishermen. That's kind of tapering off a little bit. It was really good 2 weeks ago, and now we're still seeing fish come off, but not nearly at the rate that we did 2 weeks ago. Ice conditions are good up there. We're starting to see some ATVs and UTVs out on the water. Reed Lake, Bailey Slough, Indian Springs, a handful of people have been trying those lakes, but nothing too hot and heavy yet. Dry Lake number 2, we're starting to see some walleye being caught there, so that's good to see. And as we all know, that's going to be a lake where the perch bite is going to take off at any minute. So hopefully that if you're down there this weekend, maybe this will be the weekend that those perch really start to bite. That kind of wraps up our fishing report. We've got a few other kind of bits of news and notes. Anybody that gets GFP emails probably saw an email come across their computer this week about a potential change in preference points. It's just a proposal. Still got plenty of time to kind of give your feedback on that email, so there's nothing set in stone yet. If you don't like it, make sure you let them know. If you do think it'd be a good idea, make sure you let them know. But just kind of a different way that we're going to look at preference points potentially when it comes to big game licensing. And I know, Adam, you've got that email in front of you. If you could highlight a few things on it for us.
Yeah, the big thing, you know, on this proposal is, you know, we're requesting public input for a little bit of a different system for preference points. And this one would they're calling it essentially a cube preference point for all limited draw seasons. So this would affect all seasons in which preference points can be purchased and accrued. So basically the way this system would work, it's intended to provide those hunters with a higher number of preference points, a greater chance of drawing a limited license than what currently exists already. So basically, the proposed action would take the number of preference points a hunter has and add one for the current year of application, which right now, that's not exactly how it's set up. So you would have your prior preference points from other years, plus you would get one when you applied this year. And then the total will then be cubed, which would determine the number of times each applicant's name is entered into the drawing. So, for example, if an applicant has three preference points going into the 2018 East River deer season, he would have a total of four upon submitting an application. Then that number four would be cubed to total 64, which means his or her name would be entered 64 times for the East River deer season drawing. Under the current structure, this example would result in a total of four chances in the drawing. So four versus 64 in this new system. Looking at it from a more drastic example, your elk hunters out west would be kind of a decent example here. Applicant has 20 preference points for the 2018 Black Hills elk season drawing. They'd add one more point upon submitting the application, which would then bring the total to 21. Then this would be cubed to 9,261 points. So that means their name would be entered 9,261 times for the drawing. So it seems like definitely if the higher points you have, obviously the more chances you're going to have to get your name in there for the drawing, which is kind of self-explanatory. But basically, you know, it's just a proposal at this point. We are requesting public input. So if you want to comment on it, send written comments to the 523 East Capitol Avenue in Pier, or you can send an email to wildinfo@state.sd.us. And this will be discussed at the January 11th and 12th commission meeting out in Pier. So if you can't make it to that, make sure you get your comments in either through the mail or through email regarding this preference point system. And this is all listed on our website too under the GFP news. So if you want to go double check and reread that article, it'll be right on there from December 21st is actually when it was sent out. So take a peek at that and provide some input and we'll see what happens.
Very good. Yeah, it's definitely an article that, after it was published, definitely generated a lot of questions. And I think anytime you talk about a system as complex as our license preference system, any kind of tweak just kind of gets jumbled up in your head even more. So it's definitely confusing. Had a lot of calls at the Watertown office, but I think the way Adam put it, just explaining the fact that you buy the same amount of preference points, but when your name goes in the lottery, you just cube that number. So not too terribly hard to understand once you break it down in those terms, and it should, in theory, give you better odds of drawing if you're one of those individuals that has a lot of preference points. So hopefully the idea is that those folks with no preference points or one preference points do not have quite the opportunity to draw a big game tag is those folks that have put in their time for the last few years and haven't been lucky enough to draw. So definitely an option, definitely looking for opinions on that moving forward. So if you have a strong opinion either direction, make sure you make that opinion known. We wish everybody a good long 3-day New Year's weekend. Hope everybody had a great Christmas last week. I appreciate Adam coming over from Clear Lake today. You know, we will be out checking folks this weekend, so we might run into you, and we will see you back here same time next week.